Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports
Podcast. I'm Joel Anderson.
I'm Jordan Palmaville.
And joining us, as always, is the sports outsider, Phil Ranta.
Phil Ranta! Don Pardo voice.
We were doing the Don Pardo voice earlier. It's a lot of fun. Everyone should try it at home.
I'm glad to be here. It's good to be on the Sports Podcast.
See, I don't think it works for complete sentences. Yeah, I think it's only items like Heinz Ketchup!
Mentos.
There you go. How much do you think it would cost for us to actually get Don Pardo?
$3.
Is that in the budget?
I'm hungry.
Is that in the budget? Can we make that happen?
A sandwich.
Wait. No, it's not in the budget.
No, it is not.
Because of A-Rod.
Yeah, because of A-Rod.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump right into it. You see any games this week, Phil?
No. No games. Victoria Jackson.
I like that one, too. We were talking about names that sound good in the Don Pardo voice. I really like Victoria Jackson.
Victoria Jackson's a solid one.
Nora Dunn.
Nora Dunn, really good.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too. All right, how about Tecmo Bowl Update Watch Update.
Tecmo Bowl Update Watch Update, brought to you by Febreze. I got a job announcing for Febreze.
That's uncanny.
Wow.
It is uncanny that was the drop that we got on the day that we were doing Don Pardo
jokes. I thought
it
was the best drop we've ever had.
I completely agree.
He's got a great voice. He does voiceover work.
What are the odds? What are the odds? The one day that we're talking about Don Pardo before the pod.
92. You know, honestly, I was going to say 9-4.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Okay. They're not terrible. But let's hear it, Phil.
All right.
First
round of the playoffs. 1991 49ers, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. This week, I took on the What's More Racist mainstay, Washington Redskins.
Oh! Fighting for the... Well, as we're talking about it, admittedly, the 49ers, as crude a stereotype as the Redskin.
No.
Just not racially motivated.
No.
It's not a crude, though.
No.
It's not like they have somebody with, like, a pickaxe and a miner's hat with dirt on his face being like, yuck, yuck, I'm a 49er.
Wait, don't they? I thought their mascot was, like, a guy with a pickaxe.
I thought it was a helmet. I thought it was gold, like a gold helmet.
I mean, their logo is just numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're – okay, I guess I retract it. I'm just saying that the 49er could be equally as crude a stereotype, just not racist.
But that would be, like, the San Francisco dumb Okies.
Right.
That would be the equivalent.
Yeah. But regardless, I took him on in the first round of the playoffs.
There you go.
After
technically the second round of the playoffs, because you had a bye.
Right, I had a bye because there was the wild card rounds.
Yes.
So the Washington Redskins won their first round to take me on.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I showed no mercy to those racist some bitches.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Ended up winning 46-10.
Wow.
Were people who were playing playoff mode. Like, whenever they broke away, they got a touchdown. They were guarding me
every time.
Sounds
like they only broke away once then.
They only broke away once.
Yeah.
I just had an exceptional game because of my anger against their racist name. I went, Aah! And I was diving the line in
Joe
second.
Montana, 1/8 Cree, correct? Is that?
I would guess, that, yeah. Yeah. He seems like it.
Jerry Rice, a third Cherokee? These both true?
I think the first one actually is somehow closer than the second
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Joe Montana did play for the Chiefs.
That's what I'm thinking
he's
of.
He's at least part Native American.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
What's really great about this game, though, is that they had like less than 50 yards rushing and then like less than 100 yards passing. And I had less than 100 yards rushing and just over 100 yards passing.
How did you get to 46 points with that little offense?
I did long kickoffs. And then I sacked him like crazy.
Guy played field position. Position football.
Not only that, but the kickoffs and the punt returns that I had very far oftentimes got way downfield.
Special
because
teams.
I know how to run in Tecmo Super Bowl.
Special teams are often the oftentimes the difference maker in those big games in the postseason.
It's yeah. True. So I'm in the Fab Four. Going to the Fab Four round.
You're going to the NFC Championship.
It's not what
game.
They call it.
Fab
though,
Four.
Yeah. The NFC Championship.
You better believe the Fabulous Four NFC Championship.
I mean, in college basketball, they had both the Final Four and the Fab Five.
Yeah.
But neither of those two things apply to football.
I have to say, I was really excited because I was the other games, like you can just see who got injured in the scores. And I was watching the Giants. A super running back, Dave Meggett, got injured.
Ooh. Oh, no, not during the playoffs.
Yeah, but then
what's the significance of that?
Because he's, like, one of the fastest guys in Tecmo Super Bowl.
And he's on the – well, but why would you care about that?
Because he's going to – we might be playing him.
Oh, no,
Phil.
We caught you looking ahead.
We caught
your next
you looking
opponent.
Ahead to the
what?
Next
no.
week.
This is disappointing.
You're thinking you're going to play the Giants, and you're getting excited about their running back getting
you
hurt.
You got to focus
I'm not,
on
though.
The
he's
game
on the
at
other
hand.
Side of the grid. He's on the other side of the grid. If I was going to face them, I'd face them in the Super Bowl.
No.
No.
Yeah. The Giants are in the NFC.
As are the 49ers.
Oh, really?
100% yes, really. Sure on this one.
Now I feel like a horse's ass.
Yeah. And if anything, that would mean you'd be looking two games ahead instead of just the one.
Right. But I...
Man,
yeah.
You come back next week and tell us you lost. We're going to know why.
You really caught looking
we're
ahead.
We're going to know why.
Now I feel like a horse's ass.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl update, watch update.
Tecmo Bowl update, watch update. Brought to you by
Febreze. I'm a goblin. I sprayed it in my face, and now I turn into a jelly bean. Don't eat me.
Wow.
And what Don Pardo gives, Don Pardo taketh away. Wow.
That was easily the strangest drop that we've ever gotten.
What? I thought that it
All right, what do we got on the show today?
Let's see. Do we have news?
Sure do.
We sure do have news.
We got sports.
That's the podcast we're on, yes. You're absolutely right.
How about weird ones?
You're goddamn right we do. On the sports podcast.
You're
listening to it right now. Jan Hooks! Jerry O'Terry, Chris Kattan.
Two super big interviews that Don Pardo is going to tell you about. Not big celebrities that we sometimes have, but some of the bigger sports personalities we've had in the show.
Phil Jackson.
Yep, Phil Jackson, the 9-time NBA champion coach Phil Jackson, the Zen master
that.
Himself.
More than that, right?
Is it more than 9?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Oh, he did pick up the 10th one, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's a positive Phil in the media.
Yeah.
He's won 5 with the Lakers, and he won 6 with the Bulls, so I believe it is 11. And he won 2 as a player.
Oh, because he picked 2 more. Yeah, he had 3 three-peats, and then he had 2, like, random ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also have possibly the best hockey player in the world right now, Sidney Crosby! I disagree. I think it's Pavel Datsyuk.
Musical guest, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Wow, that's... went way back for the musical guest.
Yeah.
Well, it was another Crosby.
Oh.
Yeah. For the listeners at home, we don't actually have Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Though I guess
this podcast.
Just Nash.
Just Nash. But we also don't have Steve Nash, point guard for the LA Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay, but we do have the other things that we said before.
Yeah,
that, so
get excited, people.
Yeah, let's get going.
News on the Sports Podcast with Jordan, Joel, and Phil.
News. Pacers shock Heat in Game 7. Read the headline in a world where David Stern is an NBA commissioner.
Whoa.
Actual headline, Miami Heat beat Indiana Pacers 99-76 to advance to third straight
like
NBA final.
Red-headed stepchild.
Oh, my gosh. Miami led by as many as 28 points in the bludgeoning.
Wow, yes. Bludgeoning.
It was a bludgeoning.
How Game of Thrones.
Whoa, hey, I'm only a few episodes into the first season. No spoilers.
The spoiler alert, the opening is awesome. The opening credits.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, jeez, like a big board game.
I haven't started watching it yet.
Just the other day.
You just ruined it for me, Phil.
It's like a big board game.
Just ruined it for me. I wanted to be able to experience the opening credits without having them spoiled like that.
So, haha! Spoiler away! Whee!
LeBron James scored 32 points, and he left with a little over 5 minutes remaining.
Oh.
Shaking David Beckham's hand as he left, The only man alive who understands him. There? I don't know. He was there in Miami. But yeah, the only man alive who understands. We'll enjoy this for a short period of time, said diminutive head coach Eric Spoelstra, who went on to pretend not to hear the reporters. No, it's Spoelstra. Who went on to pretend not to hear the reporters' laughter at his unintentional joke.
Right.
Short period of time. He's very small.
Yep. Tiny guy.
Yep. Spurs will go on to play the Miami Heat. Miami Heat went 2-0 against the Spurs this year.
Whoa.
So you know they're going to win this series.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm definitely pulling for the Spurs.
I think
old school, defense first, good fundamentals. Go Spurs.
Right. And it's one of those, like, Miami quickly has become America's not team.
Yeah.
You know, like, Lakers at least are America's team for some people.
Yeah.
I don't think there are that many Heat fans.
Even in Miami.
No.
I mean, Miami is probably one of the worst sports towns in America.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. They have the.
That's where people dance. Everything's sports. There's hard bodies dancing naked at the beach.
Well, that's exactly why they have so many other things to do that they don't get into sports.
Like beach volleyball, I imagine they're as great. I imagine the crowds are fantastic at beach volleyball.
I can picture Miamians playing it right now.
When they first
started getting glistening tan bodies.
When people started going to Heat games after they signed LeBron and Bosh, they had to do like a whole thing before games to be
fan
like,
up Miami.
Yeah. Like, don't leave after the third quarter. And
there's still one more left. Not yes. hockey, Panther fans.
You should start cheering every once in a while.
Adrian Peterson takes time to clarify the limits of his bigotry. A nation says, not necessary, just stop talking.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know who that is.
Adrian Peterson, running back for your Minnesota Vikings,
now
had previously said he's, quote, not with gay marriage and defended his decision not to apologize for this comic by saying he was voicing his own personal opinion. However, that cold, cruel heart of his seems to be melting. A possible side effect of human growth hormone.
Whoa, that's...
What?
Yeah.
No, there's no way he's taking human... Lots of people tear their ACL and come back the next year way better than they were before they tore a major ligament in their knee. It happens all the time, Jordan. The accusation is ridiculous.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong did it like 4 times.
Yeah, exactly.
He recently announced that having an openly gay teammate would not be a problem for him.
There go.
It really wouldn't bother me.
As long as he's quiet about my HGH use.
However, what would possibly bother him, he said, went on to say, would be showering with him, which maybe he doesn't understand how showering works. You usually just wash yourself and let others be. Simple things. This was his quote. Simple things as far as showers and things like that. You know, of course, anyone would be uncomfortable. But, you know, I'm a grown man. There's things I can deal with. I'm comfortable in my skin.
Yeah, good for
page two.
You know who else would be comfortable in Adrian Peterson's skin? His gay teammate. Whoa! Oh! Zing!
I don't like intolerance, so I'm not going to zing or whoa.
All right. He went on to say, quote, I'd still high-five them, pat them on the butt when he's doing good, and go on about my business. Of course, this leaves open the door to how Peterson would treat a openly gay opponent.
Oh,
on the field. I imagine he would not high-five them or pat them on the butt.
What? Yeah. What a homophobe.
Right? Yes. Right? Not high-fiving openly gay opponent.
Yeah. Boo.
Hiss.
Boo hiss that guy.
Adrian Peterson. Second oldest man in the world uses old age wisdom in hoax convincing people he's the second oldest man in the world. What? Subheadline, MLB fan demographics joke.
Ah.
Bernardo LaPaulo visited Yankee Stadium and met with Yankee players under the guise of world's oldest Yankees fan. That is, if you don't count God.
Whoa.
And we don't, because in being a Yankees fan, he has forsaken us. Ooh, timely Good Friday joke, Jordan.
There we go.
Many players like Derek Jeter said the man did not look 111, the age he claims to be. And perhaps he's using the same completely legitimate anti-aging products. Guinness World Record people told the Associated Press that the verified age claim records indicate he was born in 1910, not 1901.
Uh-oh.
So just to recap, he actually went to Yankee Stadium under the guise of world oldest Yankee fan. They rolled the red carpet. He came out in the field before batting practice, met with all the players. It was a big thing. He showed him on the Jumbotron. Okay. 111 years old. Apparently, he's only 102.
That's still
that
very
fucking
old.
Fucking asshole.
But
very
not,
old.
You're not the
no,
second oldest man alive.
102 is nothing. Yeah. 111.
Either
That's
way.
That's an old guy. That's
either
old.
Either way, you're like almost four times as old as I am, and I feel like I've been alive forever, like too long.
Just end it, Phil.
If you were not born prior to the election of Taft, I'm just not interested.
He claims to have met Babe Ruth before the Legends' Major League debut, and that he attended games when they were still known as the Highlanders. The Yankees were the Highlanders from 1902 to 1913.
Really? That's interesting, because the only way that you can kill a Highlander is if you're another Highlander. There can only be one Highlander.
No, that's not true. I always assumed if you cut off the head of the immortal, even if you were mortal and you cut off their head, you'd still kill him,
you're
right?
You're thinking of zombies, Joel.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of zombies.
Not at all.
Again.
LiPaolo is sticky with his claim that he's the second oldest man in the world. He told the AP that many people doubt him because he's in such good condition. It's hard to believe because I can pass for 65 or 70. LiPaolo's granddaughter said his birth date was incorrectly written down as 1910 instead of 1901 at a Social Security office in Florida during the mid-1930s.
How would his granddaughter know? It's not like she was there.
Well, she runs a fitness website with her grandfather and promotes lectures on aging.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, the family does not have an official record of his birth in Brazil.
Of course they don't. There's no official records of anything in 1901.
They didn't enter into a computer?
No, they did not.
What? No, Phil, they did not.
Crazy.
So that's pretty old. But still, there's a lot of difference between being 102 and 111.
Name one.
Well, being old enough to be shocked and stunned by Warren Harding's untimely death.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, being present for the early days of alternating current and not electricity all willy-nilly everywhere.
Right, with direct current and whatnots.
Well, no, the direct current was even earlier.
Right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's actually quite interesting. Edison was a proponent of the direct current.
Already not interesting.
But basically, you're still really old. But I mean, you know, in the 1930s, Great Depression, it's the difference between being an out-of-work 30-year-old looking down at ungrateful out-of-work 20-year-olds and an ungrateful out-of-work 20-year-old looking up these 30-year-olds who are taking all the jobs and not dying soon enough.
Yeah, it's just like Los Angeles with all the out-of-work 20-year-olds and out-of-work 30-year-olds. And the 30-year-olds are like, why are they fruiting 20-year-old croutons?
Yes,
that's what all Los Angeles.
They usually call them croutons with a southern accent, yep. As you describe.
Yep. Yes. Croutons.
Joel hates Sidney Crosby.
So we sent him out of the room.
So we sent him out of the room. Can you behave yourself?
I always behave myself to guests.
You do not always behave yourself around guests.
Yeah, I do. I'm a good guy.
All right. Now, welcome to the studio, Phil.
Sidney Crosby. What's up, jerkwad?
Phil, Jesus.
What?
Just told you.
What?
Now, Sidney, Pittsburgh Penguins having a bit more trouble with the Boston Bruins than maybe anyone anticipated. How are you dealing with this adversity?
Oh, see, I told you he was a jerkwad.
Oh, my God.
That was awkward.
I mean, do you think the Bruins came in with a lot of momentum? Oh, Jesus, Phil, what are you going to do?
I literally can't hear myself right now.
Maybe he's gassy? Maybe you want to hit his back?
Hit his back. Burp it out.
That's not working.
Burp it out, Sidney Crosby. Burp it out.
I have keys.
Oh, that's working. It's working. Oh, it's not working.
Oh, is he hungry? Do you think he's hungry?
Here we go. Suck on my nipple. There we go. Yo, just
all right. Now, the Boston Bruins.
Oh, he didn't like it. There's no milk in my nipples.
Can you think of it? Does he need to be changed? I'm not changing.
That's first thing.
You know what? I'm going to text his agent. His agent maybe wants to change him or something like that.
Yeah, do you want your agent? Do you want your agent?
We'll get your agent.
Huh? You want to get your agent?
Your agent?
All right.
You know what? His agent just texted back. Apparently, he was not put down for a nap today.
Oh, he wasn't put down for nap time? It was just a game. Get over it. Oh, God. You know what? Let's cut the mic.
Wicka wicka, what's more racist? Ooh.
Still the theme song.
Not eligible.
Oh,
not eligible for competition.
Too bad.
What's new in the world of racism, Jordan?
Well, this is What's More Racist, Old-Timey Racism Edition.
Ooh. Oh, all racism's old-timey. We're in a post-racial society.
There's still more recent racism than
Joel's more racist.
Sergio Garcia, Tiger Woods feuds escalates into old-timey racism.
Ooh.
Basically, they got into a little spat when they were paired up at a golf tournament. Okay. I forget exactly over what, to be perfectly honest. Do you remember what it was
probably
over?
Probably something stupid. They're golfers. Like,
yeah, my wife was a Friendly's waitress. Wasn't the one he slept with, but still.
I don't think Sergio Garcia was married to a Friendly's waitress, if I had to take a stab at it. But
but basically, so they had a bit of a feud. And so Sergio Garcia is at a European Tour awards dinner, and someone's asking him, like, how are you and Tiger? Are you friends now? Would you invite him over for dinner? And he said, we will have him round every night. We will serve fried chicken.
Whoa.
Yeah, right.
That is this palm
Boo.
Slapping forehead.
Right.
He's from Spain. How is that even a relevant thing?
Well, first
for
of
him?
All, KFCs are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
I was
point.
In the Philippines. KFC's everywhere.
KFC's actually the most popular fast food restaurant in the world because in India they don't have burgers.
Burger, and also India has a billion damn people.
Right, yep. Exactly.
Apparently, so the quote went viral, and then he issued an apology that night in the European tour. That night, through the European tour, saying the comment was not meant to be in a racist manner. That's not an apology. Nope. So on Wednesday, when you do that, you have to apologize again. So he apologized again, saying, my answer was totally stupid and out of place. I feel sick about it. He apologized multiple times to golf officials, the public, and Woods. Obviously, most importantly, I want to apologize to Tiger and anyone I have offended by the comment I made. I just want to say I feel sick about it, and I'm truly, truly sorry. I hope we can move on.
Never!
Me too, because I really feel like...
Me too.
I really feel like fried chicken, that comment. Now, it's terrible, but it's one of those things that ceases to be racist to me because Kentucky Fried Chicken is the largest fan. Like, everyone likes fried chicken.
Also, can we at least state this? Like, the cultural, historical element of this is why it's racist, but in reality... Saying that someone eats a lot of fried chicken is not a negative thing to say about anything.
I don't know.
Fried
there's
chicken
a lot of
is awesome.
Bad, yeah,
it's
there's
amazing.
Bad oils. It gives you
I was
going to
say, there are some people with diabetes who probably should not
delicious.
Be eating.
Delicious.
It is. It's really good.
It is the single most popular final meal on death row.
You'll have to
if
show
if that doesn't
proof.
Say something about what a spectacular meal.
I'm
going
down
to be
a
racist
understood. It says something about the demographics of death row, unfortunately.
It does. You're correct. At the same time, though, when people are going for their final meal, they want something that
human
they absolutely
beings
love.
Yeah. Love fried chicken.
All but, human beings.
It's also really a poor attempt at a joke that was neither funny nor worth saying.
Right.
It echoed previous comments made by Fuzzy Zoeller.
Oh, that's right.
Get some new material, Sergio.
Wait, who's Fuzzy Zoeller?
Let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine to those comments. 1997 Masters, a tradition unlike any others.
Yeah.
So what's more racist? They were asking Fuzzy Zoeller about Tiger Woods, who looked like he was about to win the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing quite well, pretty impressive. That little boy is driving well, and he's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So you know what? What you guys do when he gets in here, you pat him on the back and say congratulations and enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it? Zoeller then smiled,
Whoa.
Snapped his fingers, and walked away before turning and adding, or collard greens, or whatever the hell they serve.
Wow.
Now, Phil, I don't know if you know, if you win the Masters, the next year you choose the dinner that all the Masters champions eat. So this is why Fuzzy Zoeller is saying this.
So he was saying that if Tiger Woods were to win, he would most likely choose fried chicken and collard greens.
Yes. Is this more racist?
Yes.
Right.
God, yes.
Variety of reasons. The use of little boy.
Yeah.
Right.
I think whatever the hell they serve.
Right.
Yeah. That's always bad. That's not good.
And his name is Fuzzy.
Everyone at the Masters. Everyone at the Masters was probably like, way to go, Fuzzy. If there was any chance we were going to get lucky enough to have soul food for dinner, you just completely blew it by calling it out like
and
that.
And if you were to win, you'd probably serve like tin cans and banana peels because you're crazy. A name like Fuzzy. It's a weird name.
With a bottle cap appetizer. but basically, Fuzzy Zoeller was known as a PGA Tour funny man. And this was probably an off day.
Yes, way off.
He led with the new material.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, you got to workshop it before you get in front of the
new really
cameras.
Was watching Richard Pryor last night, and he sort of got overeager, really thought he had
really?
It.
Oh, really? He thought we were post-racial in 1997. We were not.
We were not yet.
No, we are
not
now.
Post-racial. We
are
now.
We're in a post-racial society.
Except for Sergio. Here's the thing, though. Did you hear Tiger's response to Sergio Garcia?
What?
Almost more racist. He said, oh, maybe I'll have him over for dinner. And serve scallops and olive oil and paprika.
Oh!
That
Damn.
Is, if he's not done napping by then in the middle of the day.
Oh! Yeah. If his wife's not walking around tapas.
Here's the thing. When you do this, Phil, you knew exactly what you were doing.
I did. I knew exactly what was going on.
You killed Joel. You put a halt to the podcast. You don't even like that joke. I can
I hate
tell you're not
joke.
Proud of it.
I hate that
you
joke.
Killed Joel.
Knew Joel would laugh.
Joel is incapacitated for the next minute now.
Right.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's keep going.
If you're listening on your iPad, just click the next track thing. Hold it down. It'll forward. All right. Fuzzy did apologize, and Woods accepted.
Well, that's good.
Now, what's more racist? Ohio State former president Gordon G. takes shots at Catholics and Southerners.
Gordon Gekko?
No.
Greed is good.
No.
No.
Gee, he got fired? What happened?
He got fired. Well, here we go. Now, we think anti-Catholic sentiment in its racist form, which excludes criticism for horrific child abuse and even more horrific cover-ups, still exists in parts of the country, which baffles me.
Yeah.
But to most of us, it's a trip in the Wayback Machine to the early 20th century.
Right?
Meeting of members of the athletic department, professors and students, then Ohio State President Gordon G. said, "The fathers are holy on Saturday, and they're holy hell the rest of the week."
Oh!
Bam.
"You can't trust those damn Catholics on a Thursday
what?
Or a Friday."
I was Catholic
And
raised.
So literally, I can say that, said G, a Mormon. "Wednesdays are particularly problematic because that's child molestation day." No, he didn't say that. That was my
jeez, for a second I thought he said that.
G went on to say that if the country ever allows a Catholic president, he will no doubt take orders from Rome and allow Notre Dame to schedule all three service academies every year. A legitimate concern.
Yeah.
He went on to play dated things about the South, saying, "You can tell the SEC when they can learn to read and write, then they can figure out what we're doing." He also said that academics matter to the Big Ten, so you won't see us heading Louisville or Kentucky.
Whoa.
Right. Ooh. So basically some classic old-timey, turn-of-the-century Catholic racism and some, I would say, mid-20th century Southern, illiteracy jokes.
Yeah. But so I do have to say, though, I hate to get into a semantic argument here, but in terms of what's more racist,
right,
anti-Catholic sentiment is discriminatory,
right,
but it is not technically racist.
Catholics
are not a race.
He's from Ohio, so you know he's a terrible, terrible person.
Right.
Also,
so is that.
Well, in the turn of the century, it was generally racism against the Irish and Italians that
true.
Fueled
right. yeah,
the
no,
anti-Catholic.
Yeah. So
threat.
Yeah. But you know, part
we're
of
in
racism,
the Wayback Machine, Joel.
Okay. All right.
We can't
fine.
Go for other Gordon G. class concludes, saying Ohio State's 2010 schedule didn't include teams like Little Sisters of the Poor, which is an actual Catholic nun organization which does great work for impoverished people.
Whoa.
He had to apologize to them. He also said coordinating the school's many divisions was like the Polish army. which some Polish group said, like, this is defamatory. But it reminds me, and I would ask you, what's more racist, that or the one time Coach Maris compared the freshman baseball team to the Polish special ed all-star team after one particularly poor practice? I think well, Coach Maris.
Yeah,
in this
I think
case.
Coach Maris,
I think so,
yeah.
too.
That's absolutely boy, whoever right. out there is, who, yeah, if there's apparently a Polish anti-defamatory league.
There is!
They have really dropped the ball of the years here. Well, the Jewish anti-defamatory
are you
league.
Surprised, Joel?
Well.
They're Polish.
All right. Jordan's more racist.
Yeah,
I'm Ukrainian, so I can those are the only people the Polacks make fun.
Can
of.
I go back to one? Can I go back to one thing about the golfing?
Yes, because right. that's all ultimately right. I think we can all decide. Fuzzy Zoller.
Yeah,
is
Fuzzy
what's
Zoller.
I'm gonna go with Sergio.
Really?
Like, here's the thing. I feel like Fuzzy Zoller.
Wow.
Make it quick, Joel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Zoller, attempting to make a bad joke, but coming from a generally good place.
Yeah.
Sergio was like a point that he clearly doesn't like Tiger and was
right.
trying to say something nasty. I will draw that comparison, say Fuzzy, incredibly ignorant, incredibly stupid, but at least he wasn't like trying to be a jerk. Sergio trying to be a jerk with that comment.
I know how Sergio and Tiger Woods can solve their feud, though.
How's that?
Over some sweet potato paella.
That wasn't, no.
It's like sweet potato pie and paella.
Yeah,
right?
No, I gotcha.
Pretty good, huh?
Joel, that was a courtesy laugh from Joel. You've been
yeah.
docked 10 points.
Oh, jeez.
I like the first one, Phil.
But there are no losers on What's More Racist.
Yay!
Though some would argue there are no winners, just racist.
Yeah.
Right. I think we're going to go with Fuzzy Zoller, me and
Fuzzy
Phil.
Fuzzy Zoller, yes. Absolutely.
I'm outvoted, and that's fine.
Sergio Garcia and
Gordon
G. will each receive the What's More Racist home game. Gordon G's other prize is retirement. As was announced this week, he will retire in wake of the controversy.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wicka wicka, what's more racist? Ooh.
Still the
drop.
Not eligible for competition.
For you, the listeners of Sports, Sports, Sports Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I personally recommend a wonderful book called The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Joel saw the movie. He said that it was okay. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Again, that's audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork for your free audiobook. And now it's time for another Weird Sports! Weird sports.
Lay it on me.
This week's weird sport, floorball.
All right. You have Joel's attention. You have mine. Clearly, this is not broomball.
No, it's floorball.
One of the most creatively named games I've ever heard in my entire
floor
life.
Floorball. It's floorball.
What do you think we should call this?
It's got a ball. We call it floorball.
Floorball. Is this fleur ball? And you're just anglicizing the pronunciation, yeah. And it's flower ball?
Floorball. F-L-O-O-R-B-A-L-L. All one word, floorball.
Please tell me it's indoor soccer.
Floorball. Floorball is a type of floor hockey. It's an indoor team sport which was developed in the 1970s in Sweden. Floorball is most popular in areas where the sport has developed the longest, such as the Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, where, if you'll remember, in the movie The Encino Man, they said that he was an exchange student from Estonia. Finland.
This is the
Latvia.
One relevant piece of information about Estonia that we have to communicate.
That's what I know. That's
world.
It.
It's
Brendan
file
Fraser.
Photo. This is our
reference.
Brendan Fraser, Pauly Shore, Samwise Gamgee. Finland, Latvia, Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland. Citation needed. The game is played indoors.
So that might be bullshit.
Might be bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Might be bullshit. The game is played indoors on a wooden or rubber mat floor. Wooden floor playing this game.
Ooh, wooden floor, rubber mat on mat on top of the wooden floor.
Or rubber mat. It could be either wooden floor, rubber mat. Doesn't matter. Does for the pain in the knees, just as a basketball court, making it a year-round sport at amateur and professional levels.
Oh, wait, there's professional floorball?
People are getting paid
to
and
play
getting
floor
laid.
Ball.
Floorball groupies say, what?
What?
There they are. There are professional leagues such as Finland's Salibandilgia and Sweden's...
Nailed the pronunciation.
Yep, I did very well. Sweden or Sweden's Svenska Superliga. Those are the two leagues.
I really hope Scandinavian sports from here on out? Because
I would love that, yes. Yeah. Starting to run out. Been going on the Scandinavian sports things. Not a lot of weird sports left. We've done 70. This is number 73.
Woo!
Yep. Oh, I should announce we're retiring weird sports at number 100.
What?
Yep.
No.
It's retired at episode 100, so there's only 27 weird sports left.
This isn't just a gimmick to get
this
people
This isn't
to-
a gimmick, no. You have to really enjoy the next episodes, because at 100... Episode 100, we're going to do a weird sports, but we're also going to premiere a new segment for the next 100.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I really hope it has legs.
Oh, if we're going to have legs.
If we're giving it 100 podcast guarantee.
I'm already writing it, and it's not premiering for another half a year.
We're signing it to like an A-Rod style albatross of a contract.
Oh, yeah.
It better not pull an A-Rod on us and crap
no,
out.
No, trust me. It's going to be great. There are 55 members of the International Floorball Federation. The Czech Republic, Finland, Sweden, and Switzerland have finished the most of the coveted first, second, and third places in the World Floorball Championships.
What do you call the World Championships of Floorball?
The World Floorball Championships.
Okay, all right.
In addition to those four countries, floorball is gaining popularity in countries such as Latvia, Australia, Canada, Germany, Ireland, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and...
USA!
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 USA! Oh, USA still doing it big history.
We play everything.
We do.
All
we play
of them.
Everything. Even lame.
You know what that was? That was the that's Jack FM, what you just did.
Yeah.
We play everything. Like your MP3 player on Shuffle.
Yeah. The USA Jack FM, yeah. You slept with my mom. That's what all their drops sound like on that network. They're all left on answering machines and they're terrible. The game was invented in early 1970s, Gothenburg, Sweden. The sport became something that was played for fun as a pastime in schools. But in the schools, it could not be contained! After a decade or so, floorball began showing up in Nordic countries, where former schoolyard pastime was becoming a developed sport. Formal rules were soon developed, and clubs began to form. After some time, several countries developed national associations, and the IFF was founded in 1986, when
IFF
I was the wee age of four.
The International Floorball Federation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like that they're a federation.
Right.
I like my sports to have federations.
Right, right.
Yeah.
League is okay, but federation's
association.
Is gonna
ring
good.
Yeah, it's true. The United Federation of Planets.
I think it's kind of cool when the NBA, when players refer to it as the association.
That's true.
I'm sort of like, oh, I wish that weren't as cool as it was.
Yeah.
But the federation.
Either, or that of the fans of the late 60s mod rock band.
Right.
Speaking of late 60s mod rock, the game floorball is also known by many other names. Floorball, very anglicized.
Yeah.
Came from Finland. Don't say the word floor or ball. They're like, they don't say floorball. So the other names in Finland, they called it salabandy. In Sweden and Norway, they called it injabandy. And in Switzerland and Germany, they called it unihockey. The names Salabandy and Inabandy were derived from bandy, which we have covered.
We have done bandy, yes.
In Russian hockey, I believe.
Yeah, it's true. Well, this one is a little more floory.
We've bandied that subject about. See, it doesn't work when I do
no,
puns.
No, if they would have said.
Oh, God.
See, it's not fair because when Phil does them, I laugh.
Right.
But when I do them, no
you
one
lose
laughs.
It. You lose it.
Rules of the game. Each team can field six players at a time on a court. One player is the goalkeeper.
All right.
The coach can take the goalkeeper off for a short amount of time and switch him with a field player. That's right. We're playing
pulling the goalie.
This can make advantages for the attacking side of the team and disadvantages when it comes to their own defense. That comes from the well-duh section of Wikipedia. Whoever wrote this is an idiot. The team is allowed to change players any time in the game. Usually they change the whole team at once. Everybody scurries about onto the floor, off the floor. Individual substitution happens sometimes, but it usually happens when a player is exhausted.
So it's like line changes.
Or
yeah,
hurt.
It sounds just like hockey.
Only floor.
But floory. The ball, I wish you could see the ball here. It weighs 23 grams with a diameter of 72 millimeters. Has 26 holes in it, which
it
are 10 millimeters
in diameter. It appears to be a wiffle ball. It looks a lot like a wiffle ball.
Does it have to have exactly 26 holes?
Yeah.
Do they get to the end of a match and have a guy be like, 27?
Oh, play again. But I'm exhausted and hurt.
Not
and
an official match.
Out.
Not under Ugh. Protest. Too many holes.
This is how they describe a wiffle ball. Many of these balls are made with aerodynamic technology, where the ball has over 1,000 small dimples that reduce air resistance.
It's like
wiffle
a golf ball.
Ball.
Like a golf ball, though.
Golf ball that's wiffled.
That's a good point.
The floorball game is played over three periods lasting 20 minutes each. The time is stopped in case of penalties, goals, timeouts, and in a situation where the ball is not considered to be in play. Knock that wiffle ball over the wall, neighbor's fence, you got to ask for it back, not counting towards the time. Checking is disallowed in floorball.
Boo!
Controlled shoulder-to-shoulder contact is allowed.
Okay, we'll take it.
I won't take controlled shoulder-to-shoulder contact.
It's a subjective call. You don't know how loosey-goosey these refs are
right.
with the rules.
That's still,
true.
I want devastating open floor hits.
I just want some Big Ten floorball.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right? Oh, it'd be
3 yards
time.
In a cloud of floor. That's what I'm looking for.
Let's get to the important part, though. Floorball at the Special Olympics. Floorball at the Special Olympics is slightly modified from the, in quotes, regular form of floorball. Whoever wrote this is an idiot. Matches are played 3-on-3 with a goaltender on a smaller court that measures 20 meters long by 12 meters wide. This form of floorball was developed for the intellectually disabled and has yet to be played at the Special Olympics. What? Did this blow anyone else's mind when I did that M. Night Shyamalan-type turn?
Yeah, they developed. They have a special game for the Special Olympics, but it's never been played.
Never been played.
That's retarded.
Addendum to this part of the article, there's a strong possibility that it will be played at the 2013 Special Olympics World Winter Games.
Yay! Sorry, that was terrible.
That comes to an end. Another Weird Sports!
Citizens of Podcast Town, this brings the close of another
Sports
podcast. Before we go, Don Pardo would like to give you our contact information.
You can email us at sportspodcast@gmail.com. That's sportspodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at sports3podcast. That's at sports3podcast. You can find us on Facebook by searching sports podcast in your little top bar thingy. Chris Kattan. You can find us on Stitcher Radio. Download the Stitcher app today at Stitcher.com and search Sports Podcast. Horatio Sands. You can find us on YouTube by going to YouTube.com/ComedyPodNet. That's YouTube.com/ComedyPodNet. Tim Kazurinski. You can find us on iTunes by searching Sports3Space Podcast. That's Sports3Space Podcast. G.E. Smith of the Saturday Night Live Band. Or you can find all of our back episodes at ComedyPodcastNetwork.com. Nora Dunn.
Okay. Just want to tell everybody, we're really sorry. Phil Jackson. We didn't have enough time.
Yeah, so we had to
let him know he's bumped. We're probably going to get him back next week.
Yep. Phil's in the media always get bumped.
Well, we told him he was bumped. Took it really well.
Really
totally
well.
Totally placid.
You know,
didn't make a big
time.
Deal.
Yeah.
And he was totally calm and collected about it.
We'll talk NBA Finals next week. It'll
Zen
be great.
Master indeed.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Lights off.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.